Wow, the market is really crowded today. Everyone and their uncle must have shown up. I told you we should have came yesterday, but no. Now we gotta fight through all of these filthy peasants. Great thinking, master. This is exactly how I wanted to spend our day off. Squabbling with these disgusting and disease-ridden city folk. I much prefer the countryside. Oh, master, do you see that? Right over there. That goblin has all sorts of herbs and spices at his stall. We should take a look. Our camp stock is running low. Do you think he has juniper berries? I bet he has juniper berries. Gods, I've been dying for that special tea you make. Finally. There's so much to choose from. And the prices are so cheap too. We'll never get a deal like this again. Can we stop and look, master? Please? But... Fine. I didn't want to anyway. Not like my elven tongue could handle it or anything. Saffron, thyme, garlic, parsley. Who needs spice in their life? Not you and I, apparently. Besides, I prefer those tasty human spices anyway. Gods, I love when you season a roasted chicken with salt water, master. It's my favorite. So delicious. But enough about your spectacular culinary skills. Where to next? I don't like being left in the dark, master. But fine. Keep your secret and lead the way. What else do we need? What does the list say? Cheese, bread, wine, salted pork, same old shit. Wait, master, are you guiding us to... Master, why? You already have a broadsword, at least 20 back of the camp. Why do you need another one? Just looking, huh? I've heard that excuse before. I've been wearing the same skimpy dress for the past 3 moon cycles. But you can buy a shiny new toy every week. We don't even have time for the essentials. But you can browse at a blacksmith all you want. I see how it is, master. Whatever. If we're gonna do this, I might as well look with you. Scooch over. I can't see. Oh, whoops. Sorry about that, master. Sometimes I forget how big my ass truly is. I'm just trying to get a closer look, that's all, I promise. But enough talk about my soft elven cheeks. Let's look at what the blacksmith's peddling. Wow, there's so much to choose from. How much do you think she charges for that jeweled dagger? A small fortune if it's locked up like that, I imagine. I bet I could pick the lock before she turned around. But we don't need any more trouble, do we? Not after that little incident with the sheep. Still though, it'd be nice if I got something for once. Gods, it's so pretty. Master. Look at the craftsmanship in the handle, in the blade, too. And that stunning emerald in the pommel. It matches my eyes. I've never seen anything like it. Master, I want this. Please. Please, oh please. Can you buy it for me? You can't say no to me twice. You can't. You... All the worst. You're the worst, Master, ever. Ever. Just buy your stupid sword so we can leave. I want to get back to camp. Yeah, I think I'll sleep in Daemon's tent tonight. Someone that actually cares about me. Did you know that he found an angel's orchid? They're like, really hard to spot, you know? It's literally the most gorgeous flower in all the world. And he gave it to me. Oh, he's so romantic. I can't wait to see him. Looks like the crowd is getting thicker, Master. I'll just have to squeeze in even closer. Now, pay the pretty blacksmith so we can get out of here. Oh, I didn't say anything, Master. Just standing around doing elf things. Did I? Well, my ass is so big, and the street is so crowded. What am I supposed to do with it? I can push up against someone else if you want. No? Then hurry up and stop fidgeting with your coin purse. The blacksmith is starting to get impatient. I'm so sorry, Master. The market is simply too crowded. And you know me, I would never rub my ass against your crotch on purpose. Master, what are you doing? You left your pristine silver sword on the counter. What's gotten you so worked up? Where are we going, Master? Oh, I wouldn't go that way if I were you. There's some nasty-looking folk down there. Okay, well, if one of them puts a knife to your throat, don't say I didn't warn you. Taking a detour, huh? Master, I don't think we'll find anything in this alley. Except rats, piss, and, well, you know... Gods, the stench. So this is it, huh? This is our destination? Wow, what a beautiful spot, Master. And I thought Daemon was romantic. Easy! Don't manhandle me. I'm a delicate little elf girl. You can't be rough like you are with human ladies. So... I would appreciate it if you took your hand from my throat. But please, and thank you. Hey! Master, why are you doing this? The bricks are gonna scrape my cheek. Oh, what are you? Not my dress, Master. I'm not weighing anything under it. Master, please. Why here? Why now? The crowd. The people. This dark alley doesn't conceal much. A quick glance down this narrow corridor. reveals all. They can see everything. My skirt flipped up onto my hips. My soft cheeks. Your hand striking into my bare bottom. Gods, this is so embarrassing. Oh, why didn't I wear undergarments? This is so wrong, Master. I didn't do anything. What? Teasing? Me? No, I would never. I'm a good elf girl, I promise. Fuck, that stings. Master, you're gonna spank it red. That hurts. Fuck, you're gonna bruise it. Master, please. Please, I can't take it anymore. I'll call for the gods, Master. I swear I'll do it. An innocent little elf girl getting her flawless cheeks spanked by a big brute of a human. They'll come running as soon as I scream. Hey, let go of my hair. You're gonna mess it up. Do you know how long it took for me to make it look this good, Master? I style it just for you. So why are you trying to ruin it? Oh no. Master, what are you doing? Your hand, it's sliding between my thighs. Fuck, Master. There's people watching. No. You can't rub my wet lips with this crowd of onlookers. What did I do to deserve this? Master, fuck! Please, Master, if the crowd doesn't see, they'll most certainly hear me. Fuck! You're so mean, Master. I can't do this. I. I'm sorry, Master. I'm sorry. I was bad again. I just... Fuck. I only wanted your attention, Master. And grinding myself bottom against your crotch always gets it. Oh, you can't be mad at me for that, can you? Oh, fuck. Master, please. I said I was sorry. Heaven... Haven't I been punished enough? My plum cheeks have been spanked red. And fuck, my pussy's licking down my thighs. Is this not enough? Why do you continue to humiliate me? Please stop fingering my wet pussy. Please stop, and I promise I'll be good. I'll be your good little elf girl. I promise. Fuck, Master. Fuck. I can feel it coming. You're gonna make me come with these rough human fingers, Master. My tight elf pussy is squeezing so tightly around you. Fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close, Master. What? No. You can't stop now. I have to come, Master. But please, I'm so close. No. I'm losing it. That's not fair, Master. This is the worst thing you've done to me all day. You know, I was only teasing you about sleeping with Daemon earlier, but now, maybe I will. I've warmed your bed every night since I joined this group, but maybe I chose the wrong man. Maybe I should have chosen Daemon. He cares about me, and even admitted as much as the one camp party before last. We shared a bottle of wine, and I almost let him kiss me. I wager Daemon would have brought me these juniper berries. Daemon would have brought me a pretty dog if it matches my eyes. Daemon would have let me come. Perhaps I should start calling him master instead. Wow, master, you must really like watching my soft cheeks jiggle and ripple. You can't seem to keep your eyes off of it, your hands off of it. Fuck, your hands are so strong. That's gonna leave a handprint. God, master, that won't hurt. Oh, getting grabby now, huh? Yes, give it a good squeeze, master. Get a handful of that juicy ass. I love when you put your hands on me. Yeah. Is your arm getting tired, master? Is that why you stopped spanking me? Oh, come on, master. I know how much you like grabbing at and spanking my big bottom. But you can do better, right? That was pathetically weak. I bet Daemon would spank my ass harder than that. Fuck yes, master. Just like that. Spank it red. Fuck. That had so good, master. My bottom is gonna be black and blue tomorrow. Hey, master. What are you doing? I don't want to get on my knees. Why do you always manhandle me when my elf skin bruises easily? If you ask nicely, I'd probably do what you say. Ew, it's even smellier down here. So gross. Really? Master? Here? You want me to suck your cock here? I don't know. There's a lot of people over there watching us, and I... Master, this is humiliating. This is so naughty, master. A cute elf girl shouldn't be throat-fucked by a big human cock. Not in this nasty alley, no less. crowd audience is getting bigger by the minute. There must be at least 20 people watching from the walkway. It's coin that's turning me on. Come on, Master. Be kind and give him a show. Yes, Master. Just like that. Use me for your pleasure. Does my throat feel good, Master? Your cock barely fits in it. Gods, it must feel so damn tight. Wow, Master, I can't believe I took you that deep. Your balls are resting on my chin. Come on, do it again. Fuck. Looks like the gods finally showed up. I wonder why they haven't yet saved me from this horrible assault. You don't think they're enjoying this too, do you, Master? Gods, I love you, Cockmaster. I just wanna... So slap it all over my face. Yes, yes, make a mess of my pretty face. Cover me in spit. Do you like watching me choke on your big human cock, Master? Yeah? Then why have you stopped? Fuck my slutty hell throat. Fuck. My ass isn't the only thing that'll be sold tomorrow. Mm-hmm. faster. I'm tearing up. Do you see these tears running down my eyes? Oh, Master, I'd love to suck your balls. Master, watching you stroke yourself while I rush up your balls is making my pussy so wet. How are you gonna fuck me, Master? How are you gonna stuff my tight elf pussy for everyone here to see? No. Master, if you don't give me your cum, I'll... Master, stroke it all onto me. Paint my pretty face. It's still as good as the first time I tasted it. Oh, gods, Master, what a load. I have thick gulps of your hot white seed covering my face, my hair, even my chest. Fuck, I can't even open my left eye. Master, what am I supposed to do now? I don't have a towel, and I'd rather not walk through the growing crowd looking like this. I know elf girls have a reputation for being total cum sluts, especially for human cum, but I'd prefer not to fuel the stereotype, you know? Master, don't do this. Please, stop. I can't walk through the market, not with your cum dripping from my chin and lips. Please, this is so embarrassing. Oh, what if someone... Oh, gods, everyone's staring at me. Fuck! Excuse us. I had an accident. Fuck. Why are you doing this, Master? Do not call me cute. This is not my cute face, Master. This is my angry face. Don't try to sweet talk me, because I'm not having it. I'll give you cute, Master. Just look at the ground. They can't hurt me if I can't see them. Gods, I'm sweaty. Gods, I'm sweaty. Is the sun burning extra hot today, or is it just me? Fuck's sake, Master. What's taking so long? Are we taking the scenic route? Half the city must have seen your cum dripping down my face. Can you please hurry up? I've learned my lesson, okay? From now on, I won't act out of the market, I promise. But please, let's just hurry back to the camp. I don't like being in the center of attention. At least not like this. Besides, I'm sure you'd rather show off my cum-covered face to Daemon over his crowd of peasants. These folk already know whom I belong to. So now let's remind those waiting for us back at camp. Come on, Master. Let's hurry home.